Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to live on. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Cynthia Jahi, and this is Travel Thursdays with all types of travel tips on Thursdays. And today it's, again, you know, a hot Thursday, kind of cool in the United States and cold in some places. So we know that there are people who want to go, and they've got their cabin fever, and they're ready to get out of the country and go someplace that's a whole lot warmer. But first, we want to thank our viewing audience, our listening audience, to Home-Based Business 101 Blog Talk Radio that was established by Satawa Jahi. And this is our Thursday show, and we'll let you know a little bit more about some of our other shows. But today, Yaman, you out there in this Victoria Folk?
Yes, I am. And I'm so excited getting ready to plan that trip. Get out of here. It's cold over here.
Oh, yeah. You out there in the Big Apple. Y'all, you all had a frozen apple last week, right? Oh, my goodness.
Ready to pack the bags and go. And there's so many wonderful places to visit. And aren't you excited to talk about Jamaica?
Jamaica. You know, I'm excited, and being the person, you know, I'm the dancer of the two of us. Well, I shouldn't always claim that because you like to dance too. And so, you know, they've got so many exciting places to go for those people who are music buffs and for music history buffs. You know, why not go to Jamaica and enjoy learning the history of reggae as you're dancing and going on the limbo stick, right? So why not treat yourself to that? And look, that'll warm some muscles out, won't it, Victoria?
Oh, definitely. We're talking about the home of Mr. Bob Marley, so definitely.
Yeah. So why not make sure you make a stop in Kingston and go to that Bob Marley place. And, you know, while you're there, say hello to Georgie because he's going to be there. He actually lives on the grounds there of the museum. And he was a personal friend of Bob Marley. And, you know, hey, there where you can learn all their history right there in the capital of Kingston, Jamaica, dance to the rhythms, go on a tour. They recommend this wonderful lady named Adrienne Lewis who has these tours, these musical tours. They can take you down what they would call the Hollywood of Jamaica. And you get a chance to see where the original music, that reggae music, was first started and, you know, how the great Bob Marley made that music internationally famous. So, you know, I can't wait to put my dancing shoes on and going down there, right? And I actually come out of my dancing shoes when I get there. So what do you have? What places do you have for down in Jamaica that you love, Victoria?
Negril. I think Negril is an awesome place for couples, for those in love, and for those who just enjoy nature. You know, and they have a lot of awesome all-inclusive resorts out there in Negril. So when we think of Negril, we think of Super Clubs. Super Clubs all-inclusive resorts is awesome. And if you have a group, you want to go to Super Clubs because they will give you free accommodations for every 10 rooms that you have for you and your guests. A lot of resorts, you have to have 20 rooms sold before you can get two free. But for Super Clubs, they'll give free for you and your guests. So that is awesome, and that'll save your group some money. So if you're going to Jamaica and you want to celebrate your birthday or family reunion or just because, I mean, who needs a reason, right? Just because you want to get away, we recommend that you stay at one of the awesome all-inclusive resorts so you can enjoy those added benefits. And when we think about the added benefits, we're thinking about all the activities that come with your resort stay. And when you're in Jamaica, the main activities outside of the entertainment, the music and dancing we spoke about, are your water sports, because the beaches in Jamaica are awesome. You have miles and miles of beaches. So whether you're visiting Seven Miles Beach or you're visiting Cosmos Beach, you want to make your way to the beach. And the weather is great. I mean, we just spoke about how cold it is in New York and being frozen. But, you know, the average temperature out there is 81 degrees.
Oh.
How would you love that now, Cynthia, to be out in 81-degree weather in the island just enjoying yourself, eating some delicious food, listening to the music?
Absolutely, absolutely. Sounds like a treat for me. And, you know, being able to be there at my beachside cottages with butlers and chauffeurs and chefs, hey, I'm just loving it. Just being where I can have the white sand beaches and black volcanic sand and all those different things, yeah, that's my type of place, definitely, definitely.
And when you talk about butlers, that made me think about Sandals All-Inclusive Resorts. Because when you think of Sandals, you're thinking about the luxury of butler service. So while you're out there in Jamaica, you know, they have Sandals out there too that you can enjoy. Now, if you want to actually get married at one of the resorts, Pineapple Beach is an awesome place. So you can have your vacation and your wedding and your honeymoon all in the same location. So it's so many different reasons to visit Jamaica.
Yes, indeed. And if you happen to be one of those people like myself, I like a lot of adventures. So they've got climbing the Duns River Falls. You can go rafting down the Rio Grande. You can, there's just so many things that you can do. Storytelling and drumming by the Maroons. Just anything that a person can imagine to do, and some things that they may not have thought of, is right there in Jamaica. So, hey, it's a win-win thing for me. I mean, your jet set is at Montego Bay. Anywhere you want to go, there's something beautiful to see. There's some place relaxing to be, and the Jamaica is the place to be. What about any other thing that you like to say? I mean, I know there's like a dozen things that you could go and say. But,
let me tell you. But you're absolutely right, Cindy. There's so much to do and so much to see. But I got to share a secret with you. Right here, right now, I would just kind of just love to relax, to sit on the beach and relax with some delicious jerk chicken or some stewed chicken or a nice curry chicken. With some sorrel and some sweet plantains, with some steamed vegetables, some beans and rice. You know, when we think of Jamaica, we think of some delicious food. The local cuisine is amazing. Because, you know, a Louisiana-grown girl like me dropped off in New York. I love seasoning in my food. And when you think of Jamaica with the spices, you know, and the jerk seasoning and the curry seasoning, and, you know, you have so many delicious dishes. You know, and my favorite, I don't know which one is my favorite. I love the spicy jerk, you know, but something about that stewed chicken. You know, and when you have that stewed chicken with that brown stew gravy and that chicken is nice and tender coming off the bone, and you're eating that. And then when you have the stewed chicken roti, oh, my goodness. You know, I have to go again and again and again. You know, but when you think about when you're thinking about Jamaica, you know, and I'm talking about all of these dishes, you know, we think about the patties, right? When you want something quick, grabbing you a nice patty. You know, but the actual national dish for Jamaica is the ackee, right? We think of the ackee with the fish. And basically, when you're doing the ackee and salt fish, you have in your ackee, which is, for those of you who don't know, ackee is a fruit. It's a locally grown fruit, and they saute it. And you can saute it and put some onions and peppers and tomatoes in there with some different seasoning and some salt codfish. And put it all together, mix it up, and there you have the famous ackee and saltfish. And a lot of people have that for breakfast, you know, but it is the national dish. And because fish is so plentiful, you know, you always have fresh fish when you're in Jamaica to make sure that, you know, you have your ackee and your saltfish day after day after day. You know, so the food is delicious. If you want to go to Jamaica, you want to go to a food festival, or you go to the Reggae Sunsplash, or, you know, one of the music festivals, and just enjoy the culture of the people. So we're thinking about a place that's rich in culture, rich in adventure, and don't forget your cameras, folks. Don't forget your cameras because it's very exotic. You know, it's beautiful to see with the white sandy beaches and the clear blue waters, you know, and the blue mountains and, you know, all the different animals that are out there in that beautiful tropical climate. So definitely a place for your selfies. Bring your selfie stick. You know, make sure you have your cell phone clear so you can take some beautiful photos, you know, so you can pin those around. But you know, when you look online, Cynthia, you see a lot of photos telling you why we should visit Jamaica. And right here, right now, you know, when you read the Caribbean Life and the different newspapers that tell you about, you know, the different places in the Caribbean, right here, right now, Jamaica is in the top five, folks, of places that you want to visit. So why not? Let's go.
Go, let's go, let's go, you know. And if you happen to have a person that's a golf enthusiast like my brother, they got 12 luxurious golf courses. They got golf courses in Montego Bay area. It's just golf central. They have 5 courses there. How great is that for those people who love to golf? And if you love to do fishing, some of that special fishing, you can go right on over there and you can do some special fishing over there, not too far from the Blue Mountain area. So it's a lot to do. Polo is very popular there. I learned that to be true. And people are just able to, you know, whatever our activity that people either love to do naturally or they just want to try something different. You have the spectacular Jamaica, you know, to be able to go there. You want to do some scuba diving and some deep diving. They have the spectacular coral reefs. Now, I've never done any diving. I don't know about you, Victoria, but that sounds like something I'm going to have to put on my list of something different to do because the water is so crystal clear with that soft sun beaming down. And, hey, you know, I always say that if the ocean is your oyster, the world is your oyster, hey, Jamaica is the pearl of the Caribbean island. So, you know, why not go there? They have this beautiful, 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 you know, after you've eaten all your food and you have done all your scuba diving, you go to rest that evening at the Jamaican Inn, which is an absolutely beautiful place. As a matter of fact, you may have to take a few rests off and on during the day after listening to the music and dancing and all the things that you do. But the Jamaican Inn is absolutely gorgeous. My goodness, it's a suite that leaves room to room, overlooking the ocean. And at the same time, you could just rest in your own private little pool, overlooking that beautiful ocean. So, hey, but I know you've got some things to do before we even begin to rest our bones, knowing you, Victoria. New York, New York, I know you're not going to probably even rest your bones knowing you. So what else you got for us to do in the beautiful land of Jamaica?
Well, you know my situation. When I travel, my daughter comes with me, so I have to make sure that she's good so that I can be good. And the beautiful thing about Jamaica is that they have so many child-friendly resorts and child-friendly activities. So for those mommies out there, those couples where you want to travel but you don't actually have a babysitter to leave your child with, or you may have a babysitter, but it may just be too expensive, you know, to leave your child with someone. Take the children with you. That's right. I said it. Take the children with you. You know, because a lot of these resorts have child care within the resort. And guess what? It's a part of your fee. It's a part of what you already paid for your all-inclusive package. So when we say all-inclusive, there are a lot of benefits to an all-inclusive resort because these are the places where you find the most activities and the most amenities for people in the family of all different ages. So especially like we mentioned earlier, if you're going on a family reunion or you know, maybe celebrating a loved one's birthday where there are going to be people of various ages on that vacation, you stay at one of the all-inclusive resorts so that while someone is resting, the next person has the option of all the different activities. And when the parents need to be alone or, they want to go and do that scuba diving that you mentioned, you can bring the child to the child care center and know that they're in a safe place, you know that they're having fun with age-appropriate activities, so you can be out exploring and enjoying yourself. So definitely, you know, we want to do that. And when we think of the resorts, there are things for all different ages, like I mentioned, but also all different budgets. I mean, let's be real. We're all not working with the same amount of money. So if you want lavish accommodations, you could stay at some place like Bluefields Bay that offers you that traditional lavish Jamaican vacation, and you have your private villa along with the secluded beaches. But then if you want something more affordable, more economical, you can stay someplace like Super Club that we mentioned earlier. That's going to offer you all the amenities, but at greater rates. So definitely at Jamaica, there's something for everyone, whether you want to relax or you want all-out adventure. Like you mentioned, whether they're the music lover or the golf lover or the nature lover, or you just want to sit by the beach. So that's what makes Jamaica such a wonderful place to visit, because there's something for everybody, you know, at all different price range. But you know the funny thing, Cynthia, we talk about prices, but, you know, it's been a long time since I've paid regular price for anything. Because when we're talking about the life of a travel agent, you know, the Jamaica Tourism Board, they have a wonderful program. It's the One Love Rewards program. So for people like Cindy and I, who are travel professionals, we get to go to Jamaica for awesome, awesome prices. You know, when you take this program to become a Jamaica specialist, they give you credit for your airfare. You get reduced prices to visit the best hotels, the best resorts. And not only that, when you get off that plane in Montego Bay, you know, you can have someone from the Jamaican Tourism Board come and welcome you to Jamaica and escort you to your hotel. How awesome is that? They'll have lunch ready for you. They'll have drinks ready for you to welcome you to the beautiful place of Jamaica. So when I travel, it's beautiful having the perks and rewards. What about you, Cynthia? Don't you love having those perks and rewards that we get as travel specialists?
Absolutely, absolutely. What do they say? One Love Rewards. I absolutely love all the perks and all the special things that they have. And, you know, I know at the end of some of these different things they have where they have the Jamaican Tourist Board there to have a grand party at the end of your, you know, of your weekend stay or your 3 or 4 day stay. And how cool is that to be able to be celebrated like that for going to visit a place that you just went to have a good time at? I mean, it's absolutely, you know, giving you what I call the royal, royal, royal treatment. But, you know, a lot of times people, when they go at different times of the year, the prices are a little high because, you know, some people may not choose to be those travel agents like we've decided to be. But, you know, if they were able to get this thing that we have out that could make a difference in what they could pay, especially even during what we call the peak seasons, when everybody wants to get away from the cold and the snow and they want to go to Jamaica, they're able to get better prices, and they can get that information from reaching either Victoria Folk of Passionate Travel or myself of Movements Unlimited, because we have available the lowest as far as retail and the lowest as far as wholesale. So how great is that? They have three choices, really, right? They could be a travel agent, or they could get a subscription. So what do you think about that, Victoria?
I think it's awesome, you know, because right here, right now, we're about to do the pre-launch of the Vortex right here in New York this weekend. So anybody that's able to get to the LaGuardia Courtyard Hotel, it's at 90-10 Ditmars Boulevard in East Elmhurst. Make sure you give me a call. You could be my VIP guest, and learn about this new technology that is changing the way people travel. And like Cynthia said, it will give you the absolute lowest online prices. So you can be a subscriber, you know, and save money just when you travel. But if you really, really want to make an impact, why not make some money too? You can actually own your own Vortex, right? And anytime your friends and family want to travel to Jamaica or anywhere else, you all have the absolute best savings, and you will get paid. Now, let me tell you, I love taking vacation, but there's nothing better than getting paid to take vacation. Isn't that awesome?
Absolutely awesome. Absolutely.
Definitely. So for those of you that are in New York this Saturday, you can reach me at 347-658-8459. That's 347-658-8459. And say, hey, Victoria, tell me about that Vortex. I want to save some money, too. So, Cynthia, let the people know how they can reach you.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of One Love, and we'll take you anywhere you want to go. So we talked about Jamaica today, but Movements Unlimited Travel. Here's our phone number, 252-406-0774. And that's how you can reach us, reach myself, Cynthia Jahi, or my husband, Baba Jahi. And we'll be more than glad to make sure you dig yourself out from the cold and in someplace warm and absolutely beautiful, sitting in the on the shores and being able to walk in that white sand and eat that jerk chicken that Victoria's made me hungry like she always does. And you can enjoy the authentic, right, Victoria, because, you know, she lives in New York. So she gets a chance to meet people who come through right from Jamaica, and they bring a lot of their authentic cuisine with them, but it's always just a little bit more tastier, just a little bit more spicier, just a little bit more authentic when you're actually sitting in your lounge chair with your feet dangling in the water in Jamaica. Anything else you want to share before we close out? New York, New York, Victoria Falk?
I'm ready to get off this phone and go across the street to the Golden Crust and get me one of those, get me one of them stew chicken roadies and a nice large sorrel. So since I can't make it to Jamaica right now, I'm going to have to get the next best thing.
Well, you know, I'll have to do the same thing. I'm down here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and yes, yes, in North Carolina, we have an authentic cuisine, Jamaican cuisine, and I'm going to go on over there on Atlantic Avenue. And if you want to know where it is, if you're anywhere in the area coming through North Carolina on your way to try to get down to where you're going to either take a plane or take a cruise to Jamaica, stop or give me a call, and we'll make sure you get to taste some wonderful, wonderful Jamaican food via North Carolina. And these people are actually, you know, they're from Jamaica, and they brought that here because they wanted to share the taste, the smells, the textures of their homeland. So how absolutely awesome is that? You want to give your phone number one more time, Victoria?
Yes, it is 347-658-8459.
Okay, and that is Passionate Travel, and Movements Unlimited again is 252-406-0774. And right now, Victoria Falk and myself, we can just say, Yaman, one love, ready to see you down there. Let's go under that limbo stick. Let's see how low we can go and how much fun we can have in the sun, because we know how to have fun, and we also know how to enjoy the money. And Victoria is looking forward to seeing you up in New York, so make sure you dial those digits and be her personal guest Make sure you get to her very quickly so that she can reserve you a special seat, because this is like a very, very rare time that the leaders of our company are going to be there. Am I right, Victoria?
Oh, yes, definitely. For one day only, we're going to have the CEO of Surge 365, and we're going to have the CEO of Pro Travel Network. So we're going to have leaders in the travel industry right here in New York letting you know how you can save more money in travel than ever before.
So with that said, this is Cynthia Jahi and the wonderful
Victoria Falk.
We're going to sign off, and we want you to have a one love, beautiful, beautiful weekend, and make sure you hurry out and put your plans in to make it to Jamaica. Thank you. This is Home Based Business 101, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 3 o'clock for the Jasari's Love Show at 3 o'clock also, and also on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock with Home Based 101 with Baba Jahi, and back again on Monday with the queen herself, Miss Victoria, Victoria Falk of New York, New York. Until then, Yaman, one love. Bye now.
Bye-bye.